Certainly, the this season is the most jolly, and the happiest season of the year. I know some of you traveled afar to join the family members to spend time this Christmas season, and we welcome all of you to attend our worship service. What an effort to come and join and worship Newborn King together. So one day the people were surveyed why they celebrate the Christmas, and there are three top reasons why people celebrate Christmas. First reason is they can spend the time with the family. That's number one. The reason they celebrate Christmas, and the second reason is exchanging gifts. And the third one, when those who have children, and they enjoy this Christmas because their own children enjoy this season. So many of you agree with this survey, but when you look into this survey, you may notice something is not right. Something is missing in this survey. What is missing?
Jesus.
Yes. World, they celebrate this season because of these reasons, but at least church and believers who know Jesus Christ, who was born into this day. So why we are here to worship? Because of Jesus. That must be the number one reason. But when we don't have Jesus is the number one reason to celebrate this season, then this is only few people who qualified all these categories, who have a family to enjoy and travel, spend. Now, who have a friend, a family who can exchange gift, and who have children to see they enjoy this Christmas. But what about other people? Many of them, they don't have a family to visit. Maybe they are neglected by others or forgotten, so they don't have any gift received during this time, or either they are childless or children all grown up and they don't come. And for them, this is not a good time, or rather sad time. They not truly enjoy this season when they believe these regions without Jesus. I say this is a false religion. Seems like it offers us nice, good things, but when we look into closely, it's not all for people. It's exclusive. Because this world believes the Christmas is the family gift and the children, so they have to have another person in the picture. And we know that as an adult. Old man, fat guy, ho guy, into this picture, and make more decision nice. But even though this bad guy say, ho, 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 you know what? He's not always good to other people. He only good to who? Good boy, good girl. So you have to be good. That is false belief. Not a good news. But Christmas is the good news. That's what we hear to celebrate. It's for people, even though you don't have family to come, even though you are forgotten by other people, even though you don't have children, even though you are not that good enough. Jesus Christ was born to you, to all of us. On night the angel proclaimed this news, I bring you good news that will bring great joy to only good guys? No. Then that is not a good news. Good news inclusive, include all people that they can truly enjoy this season tonight because of Savior Jesus Christ. That is why we proclaim this a good news. Good news is everywhere in the Bible, around Jesus Christ. First of all, we'll look at some ways of what the Bible says, good news. First of all, Jesus. The meaning of Jesus is the one who saves. So when you call Jesus means save me, save us. The Jesus came to save us, whatever way you are. You are where you are in in a prison cell, or in a depression, or wherever you are in this situation, you feel no one care about me. And there's a Jesus. Good news. I came here to save you, bring you out of that pit. And his name will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God is not out there away from you. God is with you right now. He is ready to be your God. And Jesus is a good shepherd. As a good shepherd, he knows his old flocks, his names. He knows, God says, the Bible says, God knows you by name. Detail. And he knows your need. And he said, I am the good shepherd. Come, I will take care of you. I will listen to your problems. I will meet your need. That's good news. Jesus is a Prince of Peace. He brings peace no matter where you are. In this world, peace is the absence of conflict. But Jesus said, no. The presence of me is peace. When you have peace, even though you are also surrounded is all you see the conflict, troubles, you can find peace because you have me. Once we have peace, first of all, Jesus brings that peace between us and God and also between others. When he brings a peace, he brings forgiveness. Why do we don't have the peace in this life? There must be a guilty in our lives. We think we are not forgivable. There's a lot of people who are reluctant to come to church because they feel they are not unworthy. Who is worthy to be in presence of God? No one. You and I. not worthy to be received God's forgiveness and love, but he came to offer that forgiveness no matter how bad you are. And he came to give you peace. He came to give you rest. Not only you, but through you, he brings that peace around you, in your family, in your workplace, in our community. He is a peace of prince. He controls peace in this world. Jesus is love. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world, but I want you to read once again, it is the you. God so loved you. Loving us is God's nature because he is love. Problem is we don't know how to receive and react to God's love. God so loved you so that he sent his only begotten son, and whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Why? Because he is love. No matter who you are, you are deserved to receive God's love. This is good news. Where can you find this great news and the great gift from God in Jesus Christ? Sadly, when Jesus came, the people, the world did not recognize Jesus. Only few people recognized him. Not even recognize him. Some people rejected him. He came to his own people, whom he created, his own children, but his own children did not receive him, but rejected him. Many people, many times, that's what we are doing. Sometimes we just totally ignore who Jesus is, who God is. Sometimes we intentionally reject. But good news is still there is opportunity. God is so patient. God understands who you are, who we are. So there's a promise, good news. But to all who did receive him, and to those who believed in his name, the Savior, the Emmanuel, the Good Shepherd, the Prince of Peace, the Love, he gave the right to become children of God. God never give up. You may ignore him. You may rejected him. You may remind him once in a while and come and worship him. But you know, good news is God still loves you. God still wants you to experience how much he loves you. And he is here to save you. He is here to give you peace. He is here to give you forgiveness. He is here to give you new life, new meaning of life. And tonight, he's once again, he's proclaimed this good news that brings great joy to all. Jesus ask you tonight, personally, have you heard the good news tonight? Have you received Are you going to receive Him into your heart? Are you willing to receive this gift from God tonight? Still, you can say, that is just story. I just ignore. Yeah, I just came here. Or that's too much. I don't believe Him. I refuse Him. Or you can say, yes. Thank you for waiting for me for years, long time. Now, finally, I want to open my heart to receive the goodness of Jesus Christ into my life. I want to be free. I want to experience new life. Yes, come, Jesus. Tonight, again, Jesus speaks to you. Here's good news. Would you please close your eyes? If you are one of those who ignore Jesus, who did not recognize who He was, He is, or sometimes you willfully rejected Him. But tonight, you want to open your heart and receive Him so that you may have a right to become a child of God. And if you are, if someone is out there who needs this, in your mind, you can echo my prayers. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to this world and tonight to this place, to my heart. I'm sorry that I ignored you, rejected you, and did not recognize you. Forgive my sins. And now, I receive you as my Jesus, Savior. The one who is Emmanuel, always with me, who take care of me as a good shepherd. Come, Holy Spirit, in my heart to transform, to be like Jesus. Bring the joy, bring the hope, bring the peace, bring the love. Thank you, Jesus, for your new life and this good news. If you pray similar this prayer into your heart sincerely, I do believe God, who is here with you, hear your prayer, and He is in your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.